Hallelujah. Ain't you happy to be in His presence? Blessed by this wonderful praise team and the glory of God filling this place. Some of you people say, I don't feel nothing. That's because you're still in the flesh. You haven't learned how to get in the Spirit. If you come in with a bunch of luggage, you got to give it to Jesus. He'll take it and put it in a closet, will never be found again. Amen? Let's just be quiet for a minute before the Lord. Close your eyes and let's just sit in His peace. Hallelujah. We all need His peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. I am the righteous of God in Christ. I am an imitator of Jesus. I am the light of the world because the light is in me, shining. We thank you, Jesus. I am the blessing. I am the blessing. I am blessing the Lord at all times and continually praising the Lord with my mouth. Chris kind of missed a beat, and I missed a beat there. I just went somewhere. I don't know where I went. Amen? I'm not embarrassed of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about faith walks with God. And we're going to look at some things today that will encourage you. And first of all, we want to go, Jerry. Hebrews 11:5. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. See, everybody needs to learn you overcome by the blood and your testimony. Everybody has to have a testimony. The testimony comes from the Word of God. You and I can be pleasing to God. When you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus Christ and you received Him, you bless the Lord. You was pleasing to God. Amen? We're going to look at some things today that are pleasing to God and that you can walk with God. A lot of people think, oh, Enoch walked with God and he's going to be one of the two that comes back and so on and so forth. God wants you to understand that you are pleasing to God. Say, I'm pleasing to God. And I'll show you how through Scripture. A lot of people don't understand and don't know how to realize that they're pleasing to God. We don't have a testimony. Well, our testimony, comes from the Word of God. And anytime we speak the Word of God, we are pleasing to God. And we can walk with God. So there's some things that God, the Holy Spirit, takes us through. Excuse me. Faith is pleasing to God. Amen? Faith pleases God. So anytime you speak Scripture, faith comes, that's pleasing to God. Can you receive that? Faith cometh. Every time you speak the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So anytime you speak and it pleases God, so every time you speak the Word of God, faith faith cometh, that pleases God. So you can be pleasing to God every day. If you speak the Word of God daily, faith cometh and it's pleasing to God. Faith pleases God. And faith cometh by the Word of God. So you can be pleasing every day. See, a lot of us get all, you know, My wife was praying yesterday, and she came into me and said, "You know what God told me?" And I said, "What?" "Listen now. We must walk where Satan can't find us." And I said to Betty, "That'll preach." We must walk where Satan can't find us. So if you're walking and being pleasing to God by walking in the Scriptures, He won't find you. If you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, He won't find you. If you're walking in the blood covenant, He won't find you. If you're walking in the Spirit, He won't find you. When He finds you is when you and I get in the flesh, when you and I get into the world, and so on and so forth. So God wants you to understand you have to walk where He can't find you. So I'm going to be pleasing to God, and so faith pleases God, so I'm going to speak the Scripture. Faith cometh, it pleases God. Satan can't find me when I'm speaking those things. When he finds us, when we get into temptations of pornography or sin, or we get into unforgiveness or bitterness or anger, that's when he finds us. When the flesh comes alive in our lives and it overrides the Spirit of God in our lives, that's when Satan finds us. And that's how he breaks up marriages and destroys families and children and all kinds of different things. He'll find you if a person gets on drugs or booze or that type of thing. Satan will find you. And Satan will eventually destroy you. That wonderful singer that died, they found in the bathtub yesterday, 48 years old. What was her name? Yeah. That beautiful voice, found in the bathtub, dead. See, the same thing happened to Elvis, you see, and all these people, all this success, it overwhelms us. And that's when Satan finds us. Satan found her, and he kept bringing the drugs in, and she couldn't get over the drugs and so on. We don't have all the details yet, but it sounds like that's where it came from. Wonderful lady and everything else, and her life is shut down at 48. So our lives can be shut down if we walk in areas that Satan can find us. The Bible says in Ephesians, give no place to the devil. Anger gives place to the devil. Bitterness gives place to the devil. Your works of the flesh give place to the devil. A lot of people wonder why. I wonder why I'm under such attack, because you're giving place to the devil. You're walking where he can find you. So it's necessary for the Christian to be pleasing to God. And faith pleases God. So every day you need to speak the Scriptures. Faith pleases God. Amen? And faith cometh when you speak the Scriptures. Satan won't find you. He can't cross the blood covenant. The only time he can cross over is when you and I give him place. You do something to let him find you. All of us struggle with things in life, one way or the other. We struggle with thoughts in our minds. We struggle with marriages. We struggle with children. We struggle with the world. We struggle with finances. And so when you start saying, God ain't ever going to bless me financially, he'll find you. Satan will. And he'll make sure you never get blessed, because he's come to rob, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some things that are pleasing to God. And it may be in areas that you don't quite understand. But you know, you can go over there and you can get a CD or a DVD. And you can go home and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to understand what he's saying from the Word of God. I'm not walking in this. I don't feel like I'm pleasing to God. I don't feel like I'm walking by faith. And so we're going to talk about some things from Scripture. And we're going to take it from Jesus. Amen? So we got to understand, Enoch had a testimony. See, it wasn't God's testimony. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. You and I can have a testimony that pleases God. You and I can walk with God. But we got to walk in places where the devil can't find you. And if you walk in God's love, if you walk in God's peace, if you walk in God's word, if you walk under the blood covenant, the devil won't find you. Give no place to the devil. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. And so when you learn this and you practice this, You'll have a testimony that you please God every day. I'm pleasing to God every day. The Bible says they overcame by the blood and their testimony. Our testimony is to please God, which is the Word of God, to walk in the Word of God, to walk in the secret place of the Most High God, to walk in the Spirit. That's pleasing to God. That's faith. And you have to practice it. See, we're taught that everything just happens. We don't got to do anything. There's no growth. There's no this. I always give the idea that when husband and wife came together and they made love and the seeds came together, everything is in that seed to produce a physical body with either a girl or a boy, right? Everything is in that seed. When you accept Jesus Christ, everything is in you. But that doesn't mean there's not spiritual growth. You got to learn to renew your mind. You got to learn to walk in areas, and there's a whole process we go through, to walk in areas where Satan can't find you. You see, if you came out of a background of booze and drugs or hate or fighting or whatever it may be, you see, and you keep walking in that after you're born again because the flesh is stronger than the spirit, Satan will find you. He'll absolutely destroy your marriage. He'll destroy your physical body. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some things here today, saints. And the first place I want you to turn, Jerry, is Matthew 3:11. Matthew 3:11. As we go down through, we're going to look at a couple of baptisms. And a lot of people don't understand, but there's more than one baptism in the Bible. I mean, there's water baptism, we understand that. But we're going to look at a couple of baptisms, and it's going to bring light and revelation to you. This one here is in Matthew 3:11. Hallelujah. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So you and I, when we accepted Jesus Christ, we were baptized into the Spirit. The fire is the fire, tongues of fire, that happened at Pentecost. That's one of the fires he's referring to, and we'll go there in a minute. But you got to start confessing that you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Don't think about tongues right now. Don't think about anything like that. But you have been baptized into the Spirit, so you have the power now to walk where Satan can't find you. Are you listening? Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And so I'm not going to unload a whole bunch of stuff, but I'm just going to show you some things that's pleasing to God. So I'm confessing, you see, he will baptize me with the Holy Spirit in fire. So I've accepted Jesus Christ. I've been baptized into the Spirit, and I've been baptized into the fire. And we'll look in the book of Acts about Pentecost, that tongues of fire came down. That's what he's referring to. Amen? It done something to them. And actually, over there, he was talking to the church. He was talking to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So that's number one. You've been baptized with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So you now see a lot of people walk in this baptism of the Spirit, but they never walk in the work of the Spirit. Listen now, there's a lot of people we know that travel as evangelists, maybe a Baptist, a Methodist, who walk in the baptism or the authority of the Spirit, but never walk in the works of the Spirit. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. There's a whole difference. A lot of people can walk in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the authority of the Holy Spirit, but never have the works of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, that's number one. Say number one. Number two, this is about water baptism now. This pleases God. This is faith. And we're over here in Matthew, 16 and 17. Matthew 3, we'll go to 16 then 17, and I'll just read 16 here. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. Behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, aligning him. His ministry was about to start, so the Spirit of God came upon him. This was not a baptism. Jesus was born of the seed of the Holy Ghost. That's the character of God. So he had the character of God. This is to help him in ministry. The Spirit of God came upon him. Hallelujah. Amen. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, into whom I am well pleased." So it pleases God when we step into water baptism with a confession that comes out of Romans chapter 6. Amen? Faith comes by hearing now. So God wants you to know this is pleasing to God. If Jesus pleased him, when you and I were water baptized, if you haven't been water baptized, you ought to pray about it. Amen? Because it's faith and it pleases God. Water baptism pleases God. Now go over to Romans 6 if you would. Hallelujah. Romans 6. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And we're talking about water baptism. I'm not going to read it all. But once you get water baptized, if you don't have a confession of what water baptism has done, you're not pleasing to God. God wants you to have that confession and to speak the word of God, because it pleases God and faith comes. And that pleases God. And you become pleasing to God. Just being water baptized without a confession is not pleasing to God. So when you've been water baptized, you ought to be saying, hallelujah. Listen now. For if we have been united, I'm in verse 5, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer, that's verse 6, no longer be slaves to sin. So water baptism is pleasing to God. But it's not pleasing to God if you don't start saying what happened to you when you went through water baptism. Because it's an inner conviction, an outer experience. In other words, you're telling the flesh you have died. You have died to sin. You have gone under. You have resurrected. And then there's a word of God that's confessed after that. The rest of your life, you need to say this. That's pleasing to God. That's faith. And every time you say that the old man's passed away, the new man's come, the Holy Spirit in you that you was baptized into will help you. And so this will start manifesting in you. You see that? I don't want to read all chapter 6. That'd be a good thing for you to go home and read it. I'm going to feed you a little bit. You go home and eat a little bit. So something took place. You weren't saved by water baptism. You were saved by accepting Jesus Christ. And God wants you to experience that whole death and resurrection. So you start confessing. That's pleasing to God. Faith comes by hearing. And the Holy Spirit hears you saying you're dead to sin. The old man's gone. He's going to help you dress up in the new man. That's pleasing to God. That's faith. And you can do that. Why? You've been baptized in the spirit of authority and power in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts 1:5. All I'm going to do is just give you a lot of stuff. If you really want to know about it, you'll go home and look at it and study it and let it become a part of your life. If you want to be pleasing to God, you see, Enoch got into the thoughts of God. That's how he walked with God. The thoughts of God are the word of God. If you and I get in the thoughts of God, you'll walk with God. And you'll walk in a place the devil won't find you. There is an actual power of the Spirit that will help you do this. You don't have to give in to temptations. You don't have to give in to sin. You see, the trouble why we do is we don't have a renewed mind in that area. And so the mind just wants to flood it, wants to flow with it. You are pleasing to God. Say, I'm pleasing to God. Now, before we go to the scripture, in John 14:26, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything Jesus has said. Now listen, we talked about Jesus baptizing in the Spirit. Now look what it says here in verse 5. Acts 1, verse 5. Jesus is speaking here. But John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days. Not Jesus now. The Holy Spirit's going to baptize you so you can get into the works of the Holy Spirit and fulfill what he filled you with over here. So there's an actual baptism of the Holy Spirit to do the work of the Spirit. You see what he says there? The Holy Spirit will remind you of things that Jesus has said. This is Jesus speaking. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with... Now the Holy Spirit's going to baptize you, you see, to do the work of the Spirit, to fulfill what he baptized you into over here. Can you see that? Now he's talking about and to the church. This is what God expects the church to be doing, the body of Christ. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is to help you do the work of the Spirit. Without the baptism of the Spirit, you'll only flow in the authority, but you'll never flow in the works of the Spirit. So Jesus is out of the picture here, so to speak, and he's saying the Spirit will baptize you. Can you see that? These things are pleasing to God, but if I don't understand how this operates, I won't move in it. He's writing to the church, and Jesus is now teaching. He said, the Spirit will now baptize you. And if you don't get baptized by the Spirit, you'll walk in some authorities, but you'll never walk in the works of the Spirit. Can you see that? No, you can't. Some of you, you're just going, well. See, you got to turn this over. I was up until 3 o'clock this morning saying, God, just teach me this. I was so concerned about it. I didn't want to go to bed without understanding this. So I want you to teach me. I want to be pleasing to you. I want to move in the works of the Holy Spirit. He said, you'll have to be baptized. And we have. Many here already have. But you don't even have the idea that you've been baptized in the Spirit to do the works of the Spirit. If Jesus baptized you in authority over here, why would you have to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? It's for the works of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, and it goes on from Acts all the way through the works of the Spirit. Well, if you learn this, you'll walk in an area where Satan can't find you. So Jesus baptizes you with authority. And many, many evangelists walk in that area, you know. They lead many people to Jesus, but they never walk in the power or the baptism of the Spirit with the works of the Spirit. So this is a different baptism. We had a baptism by Jesus into the Spirit, and then we had a water baptism and what you should do out of Romans 6, and now we're in Acts where the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to baptize you for the works of the Spirit. So you find the works of the Spirit all through the book of Acts. You find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where eye has not seen, ear heard. The Holy Spirit wants to teach you the deeper things of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the gifts of the Spirit are spoken of. In Galatians, the fruits of the Spirit are spoken of. So it goes on. And you've been baptized by the Spirit to do the works of the Spirit. Can you see that? It's a different baptism. And Jesus is kind of out of the picture. He's getting ready to go back. He couldn't do this until after the cross and so on and so forth. So he's saying, now the Spirit's going to baptize you. So a lot of people walk in the authority of the Spirit over here, but never walk in the works of the Spirit. Many of us here know evangelists that are very powerful preachers and lead people to Jesus, but never walk in the Spirit, the work of the Spirit. See, this baptism is really rejected by many denominations. They say, oh, that's just Pentecostal. No, that's God. That's the Holy Spirit. It has nothing to do with my belief or your belief. It has to do with being pleasing to God. I have a testimony, and I'm going to be pleasing to God. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to speak words of God. Faith's going to come. That pleases God, and that builds God from here up to here. So if you want to argue, go argue with Jesus. I don't know anybody telling me that's charismatic, that's Pentecostal. You bet it's charismatic. But some people don't want to be charismatic. Many people don't want to be charismatic. Many people don't want to let go of some junk that's in you. Because your flesh enjoys it. Hallelujah. Remember now, Jesus is speaking. He talked about John baptizing with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days. Why, when he baptized you in the Spirit, why would you have to be baptized by the Spirit? To do the works of the Spirit. It ain't going on in churches today, saints. All we got is a bunch of money grubbers. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Acts 2:4. Start with, well, yeah. No, I'm going to read from 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, when Jesus said, I baptize you with fire, he's talking about the fire that happened at Pentecost. Are you listening now? Okay. And with one accord in one place. And suddenly, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were standing, sitting. You know if that happened today? People would clean out of the church. You know why? I think that's the devil. Everybody wants to teach somebody about the move of the Holy Ghost, and God says, I want faith. I want you to trust that you're blood-bought, you've been baptized in the Spirit, now you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit, if you give in to that, and he says, I want you to trust, I want you to have that kind of faith, so if you're in a room, you're in a church, you're in a house, wherever you are, and the Spirit, a supernatural thing starts happening, you're going to believe it's God. Today, we got to take people in a little room, buy them all kinds of books, then they still don't believe. Oh, I wasn't raised that way. I can't be in this kind of Bible study. When he said over here in 5, look what he said. He said, for truly John baptized with water, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days. He's talking about the upper room. He's talking about the Spirit coming in. Not many days from that time of first 5 until the Spirit of God came. And they didn't. You don't hear them saying, is that the devil? Why are we speaking like this? Is that the devil? Think about it. We don't even walk it. That's why we're not pleasing to God. We question God on every corner. God's not going to check it out with you. You're blood bought. You belong to him. Is it all right if we do this? Not many days. They're in the upper room. Here comes the Holy Ghost. And they start talking in strange languages. And you don't see any one of them turn to each other. I believe this is the devil. I'm getting out of here. See, we don't have that kind of faith. You know why? We're not speaking the word of God. Faith coming. We're not building up faith in us. We're not pleasing to God. Faith pleases God. You ought to be telling people, or telling yourself at least, I've been baptized with the Spirit. I've been baptized with the Spirit to do the work of the Spirit. And that means you won't deny him any area. You're not just going to flow in tongues and you're all concerned about the word of knowledge and wisdom. I don't know if we can do that. Hmm. Then there appeared to them, divided tongues of fire. That's what Jesus said. I baptize you. You see, you're talking about Pentecost and fire. The fire is, the tongues that come into us is the fire of the Holy Ghost that decreases us. Every time you pray in tongues, you're talking to God. I don't have it yet. Well, why don't you? You was probably raised in some religious, man-made, freaky thing. I was watching television yesterday, and this woman was interviewing a Catholic. The church was empty, but this man was in there, and he was a Catholic. And he said, you know, I'm so mad at Obama. I voted for him. I'm just so mad at him. I'm just so upset about all this, you know, the condoms and all the birth control. But think about this. You want to hear Airhead? He said, but I'm a Democrat. So I believe in abortions, killing babies, shedding innocent blood. I believe in same-sex marriage, but I don't believe about this rubber thing. Oh, he really hurt me. He really came against my religious belief. If you could only sit him down and bring the Bible to him, and do you know what you're saying? That's so fleshly, that's so religious. You know, some people ought to put protection on, having all these babies and then killing them and everything else, beating them up, throwing them out windows. Their angels are always before God. So you people who vote for Obama ought to realize that you're going to be held responsible for that. The Democratic Party wants to kill babies, the shedding of innocent blood. And to say, I'm against protection, but the other stuff is okay. Leviathan, spirit of confusion. Hallelujah. Then they appeared with them divided tongues as of fire. One sat upon each of them, and they were all filled. This is what Luke is saying now. Luke is saying, when you're baptized by the Spirit, you're filled to do the work of the Spirit. Build on the apostles, Christ being the chief cornerstone. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is the work of the Spirit. And then we got words of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation and tongues. Then we get the fruits of the Spirit. Jesus had the character of God because he came out of the seat of the Holy Ghost. We should be doing the works of the Spirit. That's pleasing to God. Do you realize how many evangelists, pastors, that have been murdered through the shedding of blood, of innocent blood? Do you know how many the devil has killed? Have you ever wondered why it's woman's rights, and yet it took a man and a woman, the man has no right? It took his part and her part? You ever thought about that? It's just like when they caught the woman in sin in the New Testament. Where'd the guy go? It wasn't sin for the guy. People think strangely, man. If we get the Word of God renewed, we'll start having God thoughts. We'll start thinking like God. And that's what Enoch done. He was pleasing because he got into the thoughts of God. That's the only way he could walk with him. He had the thoughts of God, so wherever God went, he went. He walked with God. Hallelujah. And so when you start walking in the baptism of the Spirit and doing the work of the Spirit, you're going to have crowds of people who think you're nuts. When you hear the world speak and you hear the Spirit speak in the Word of God, that's a big difference. See, Enoch didn't look to the earth. He looked to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this sound of they all started hearing their own language. And see, this is the work of the Spirit. And he's saying, this is how I started my church. A charismatic movement. A work of the Holy Spirit. In tongues, you don't have to have to be saved. You can walk in the power of the Spirit and not have tongues. And you don't have to have tongues to be saved. That's the old argument they come against the Pentecostal church. Oh, you're just saying I don't speak in tongues, I'm not saved. No, you're saying that. I'm not saying that. The Bible's not saying that. Your religious mind's saying that. You know why? You don't want to give in to the baptism of the Spirit. You don't want to do the work of the Spirit. You want the benefits of God, but you don't want to do the works of the Spirit. I'd rather play in the world. That wonderful lady, 48 years old. She just couldn't let go of the drugs. Elvis couldn't let go of the drugs. Michael couldn't let go of the drugs. And it goes on and on and on. And there's Christians that can't get rid of things. And it's going to kill your body. I don't care what you say, it's going to kill you. It's going to catch up with you. It's going to kill your physical body. And it's going to grieve the Spirit, because the Spirit has given you power, if you'll just let him baptize you in the Spirit, to do the works of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. I was watching this advertisement on television, and they were selling keyboards for computers, and they're yellow with black letters, and the yellow glows in the dark. They call it Easy Eyes. Did you see it? No software. You just plug it in, and it works. Yellow with black letters instead of black with white letters. Well, I don't know how to turn a computer on, but I sent for three of them. My wife said, well, how can you go wrong at $15? I said, you think? Yeah, how can you go wrong? Here we are. We don't even have a computer at home. And I got on that stupid telephone, and she tried to sell me the whole world. She says, push zero for no. And she's chattering on. I'm going, zing, 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 zing. I understand you don't want this. Duh. But I got three of them. Well, I got one free. Then she talked to me to send it overnight or two nights or three nights for $6.95. Push one for yes. Like the end of the world's coming, I got to have it Tuesday. I don't even have a computer. I'm going to blame Betty. She talked me into it. $14 is a good deal. You know, women are that way. They'll spend $5 worth of gas to save $2. They ain't wrong. See, I'll go in a store, man, whatever I see, I just throw in the basket. I got to be controlled by the Holy Ghost, by the Word of God. Amen? So I'm going to bring them down here, and I'm going to put one up there for Jerry and Chris when he's up there. So you'll see yellow with black letters. And you'll probably say, what is this? It's a canary. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit, out of my spirit. Say, I have a spirit. I have a spirit. On all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. You know, people shut that down. We want to just speak in tongues. Don't do that other freaky stuff. Don't tell me you had a dream. Don't tell me you had a vision. Don't speak the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom. We're baptized by the Spirit to do the works of the Spirit. If he baptized you, he being Jesus, in the power, you see, those two are connected. That's why he said fire, because he was drawing us to the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Verse 18, and all my maiden servants and my, see, it's women and men are included here. You women need to do the works of the Holy Spirit. You need to receive the baptism. You know, let me tell you something, saints. If you haven't received the baptism of the Spirit, and the only reason why you can say, because I'm not doing it, I'm not speaking in tongues, I'm not doing this, I'm not, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you. But then you got to be a good steward over the baptism. You got to be bold. When he says go lay hands on her out there in the parking lot or in the mall, go lay hands on them. Guess what? People are going to laugh at you. People say, oh, they're one of them. Thank you. I'm glad you recognize I'm one of them. Hallelujah. Well, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor or smoke of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. I can go on and on and on here. I can go into the gifts of the Spirit. I can go in walking in the Spirit. I can go in working with the Holy Spirit, seeing miracles and all kinds of things. You know what the trouble with people are? They come to church to do their duty, and they want just, Pastor Mayo, just speak a little bit. Don't do those other things. It disturbs me. You ought to be disturbed. You'll think so when you stand before Jesus. That's going to be disturbing. Jesus will have to dry up a lot of kidneys, or there's going to be a lot of wet pants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's not hiding where the devil can't find you, saying those kind of things. Hallelujah. My God, praise God. Hallelujah. We'll go on some later on some other things, man. I don't want to. I'm thirsty. Hallelujah. How many here have been baptized in the Spirit? If you're baptized, wave. When I received the baptism of the Spirit, man, I was sitting in my kitchen. No one taught me nothing. You couldn't anybody talk about tongues back then anyway. I wanted it. I was sitting in my kitchen, man. All of a sudden, I started talking with this strange language. I jumped up and ran in my bedroom. I got a recorder, and I recorded it, and I went on for I don't know how long. And I recorded it. My mother came over the house. She wasn't even saved. She said, let me hear it, dear. And I played it. She says, oh, that's good. That's what it is. She wasn't even saved. I led her to Jesus. She tried everything. She tried the seven-day Advent. She tried the Mormons. I said, now it's time to try Jesus. Hallelujah. On the other hand, I tried everything. I tried some booze, a little bit of drugs here and there, and hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God is saying stop. Did you see a stop sign? Hallelujah. Did you like that teaching, guy? Huh? Did you? Praise God. Well, say, I'm going to walk where Satan can't find me. I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to walk in the blood covenant. I'm going to confess the word of God. And faith will come. And I'll be pleasing to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just flipped the paper over and it says, I got a whole teaching on there. There's seven baptisms in Scripture. I ain't going there. Where's the thing? Oh, here it is. Praise you, Jesus. We ought to thank God for the dove, the Holy Spirit. Amen? It's pleasing to God when you are water baptized with a confession. It's pleasing to God when you receive the baptism. See, it's for the works of the Holy Spirit. You've got to get this down, saints. You've got to remember this. If you don't understand the baptisms, you'll be over here, the one that Jesus talked about, and you'll never walk in the work of the Holy Spirit. Yes? Well, praise God. Hallelujah. What did I tell you a song? No. I can't believe that. I heard one. Seven in the orange. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Is that heaven? God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We ought to thank the Lord every day when we get out of bed. I'm redeemed. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. I thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. You have to keep saying it so it renews your mind. I thank you for baptizing me, Holy Spirit, so I can be in the work of the Holy Spirit. You see him all through the book of Acts. Actually, you see an awful lot of movement in him in the book of Ezekiel also. We ought to thank God every day. Thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he left. It was necessary for him to leave to send the Spirit, because the Spirit's going to teach us about Jesus, teach us about the cross, teach us about the power. He's going to take from Jesus and give to us. Then he's also going to let us flow in the work of the Holy Spirit that brings glory to Jesus, which is the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, and those type of things. We ought to thank God every day for sending his Holy Spirit, that he didn't leave us alone and empty when Jesus left here. And the Holy Spirit actually is the Spirit of Christ and Spirit of the Father. And so we're not going to glorify the Holy Spirit. We're not going to praise him and everything else. We always, when you're led by the Spirit, you'll always praise Jesus. And that'll tell you. But to know that he hasn't left us alone, that we have the Holy Spirit in us. See, he helped me overcome my mind. He helped me overcome drugs. He'll help me overcome booze. He helped me overcome multiple sclerosis. He'll help me overcome anger. I was a very bitter, angry man. I joined the Marine Corps at 17 years old, and that's all I wanted to do is kill. Think about that. I'm glad he didn't give him my wish. Think about it. And God can take this and change it. Why? Because I wanted to be pleasing to God. See? I wanted to get everything from God I possibly could. So when tongues came up in me, I didn't deny it. When the knowledge, word of knowledge of wisdom, I didn't deny it. When healing started flowing me at different times, I didn't deny it. You know why? I'm so thankful he took me out of the gutter. I'm so thankful he helped me be married 55 years. I'm so thankful he helped me be in the ministry 35 years. And he's kept us healthy. He's financially blessed us. He's taking care of us. So I'm not going to go the way religion goes. I'm not going to go the way the world goes. I'm going to preach Jesus, and I'm going to talk about the baptism of the Spirit. I'm going to talk about tongues. I'm going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. I'm going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit. I'm going to talk about that heavenly realm. But you can't if you're not baptized by the Spirit. You know why? The power's not there to do the work. See, you can say things about Scripture, and a lot of people have brought up people who are really, legs were crooked and everything else, and they were preaching Scripture, the authority, the power of that Spirit, but they didn't have the works of the Spirit. And they said, this is my son, his leg is crooked, straighten it out. And they couldn't do it. See, we have to get to a place where we really believe that they're going to come through that door unsaved, broken, hurt, rich, poor, and God's going to touch and heal them. Because we are baptized in the Spirit to do the work of the Spirit. But we got to learn it. I want to be pleasing to God. I want to continually thank him for what he brought me through in life. Don't you? I don't want to live in the old man. I want to live in the new man. Hallelujah. Well, praise you, Jesus. That's why we ought to thank him. Thank him. Father God, I thank you. I'm in right standing through Jesus Christ. I'm in righteous. I thank you for the cross, Father God. I thank you for sending your spirit when Jesus left you. I thank you that he's teaching me. I thank you that I can receive the baptism of the Spirit to do the work of the Spirit that brings glory to Jesus. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is taken from Jesus and given to me. I thank you for your grace and mercy and compassion. I thank you for salvation, Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your name, which is above every name. I thank you for visions and dreams. I thank you, Lord, for the supernatural. I ain't there yet, Lord, but I'm thanking you before it. I want to be pleasing to you, and you said in here. So I'm pleasing, being pleasing to you because I'm saying what you're saying in here. Faith cometh. If you don't get past your mind, saints, you'll die a very young age on this earth, and you'll wonder why. You'll come to church, receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if you, all you who raise your hands, go on further. Do the work of the Spirit. Because he's with you doing the work. But you've got to be willing to be able to step out and say and do things and lay hands on people. Some people don't even pray with their families. Some people don't even lay hands on their own kids. Some husbands don't lay hands on their wives. Some wives don't lay hands on their husbands. I don't understand that. If my wife came out of the bathroom and she said, my stomach hurts, bang, I got my hand on her stomach. If my head hurts or whatever it may be, or if I'm having a problem, she's right over there laying hands on me. I don't understand why we don't do stuff like this. Well, you feel better? I do. I just preach myself happy. Well, praise God. If anybody wants prayer in here for anything, come up here now in Jesus' name. Maybe you want the baptism. Maybe, I don't know what you want. Have faith in God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is that, man? Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, you're a helper, Holy Spirit. Bring glory to Jesus. Let the work of the Spirit bring glory to Jesus today in these people's minds and bodies, in their families, whatever they're up here for, Lord. I'm asking, our God, supply their need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we want to walk where Satan can't find us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us get into the Word of God. Sometimes we're discouraged. We can't go in the prayer closet. Help us, Holy Spirit. As we say help, you'll help us, Lord. You'll anoint us, Holy Spirit, to break the yokes of bondage in our flesh. So we just give you praise and honor and glory today, Lord, that you're a faithful faithful to your blood covenant. You're faithful to the body of Christ. You are the head. And we know, Lord, we're supposed to enter into the charismatic movement, Lord, because that's what you did. You said, this is the birth of my church. This is the birth of a church of Christ, him being the head and we being the body. And we want to go into the charismatic. We don't know how to get there all the time, but we know your word teaches us that we need the anointing. We need your Holy. We need the Holy Spirit teaching us. So we give ourselves over today. We give our tongues. We give our wills. We're going to tame our tongues, Lord. We give our minds, Lord. We give all desires, Lord, that are in the flesh, that love the world and do things in the world. We just give you praise and honor and glory today, Lord, for your wonderful forgiveness and your wonderful love and mercy and compassion towards us. You're in this place, Lord, so we ask for your Shekinah glory to fill this place in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How you doing? Good. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch you right now, Lord. Raise your hands to him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
you, Lord, the presence, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, I touch her with the healing anointing, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let her experience God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh. In Jesus' name, oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit, oh. Of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ah, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. and anointing, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Your hands there. Have you got Jesus in your life? Have you got Jesus in your life? Close your eyes. Father God, in Jesus' name. I break every power of Satan that tries to destroy this little girl. Satan, I break your power. I break every principality and power around her and trying to control her in Jesus' name. I speak the peace of Jesus into her mind, and I thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is rising up out of her, refreshing and renewing, even at her young age, Lord, bringing her into a peace, Lord, that passes all understanding. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for your peace upon her. She will walk where Satan can't find her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't it neat to see these little ones receive the Spirit? Huh? Some people get up and they go, you don't want to go out. A lady came over to my house one time. She said, I got an awful sore back, but I'm not falling down. I says, who's asking you to? Just get over here. This was in my living room. And so she got over here, and I laid hands on her, and she woke up on the floor, and she went, oh. See, we have to learn to give into the Spirit. Sometimes we feel the Spirit. We go, I don't know what to do. Don't do nothing. He'll do it. Amen? Hallelujah. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the baptism in the Spirit and the fire, Lord. We thank you for the baptism of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we're pleasing to you, and the more we walk in your word, walk in your thoughts, Lord, we know we'll please you because faith pleases you, Lord. We want to change, Lord. We want to change to have you on the outside. We want to see the love and joy and peace and gentleness and kindness and self-control and faithfulness on the outside, the fruits of your Holy Spirit. So we tame our tongues and we give ourselves over to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We call you our Lord. We call you our Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us an anointing that's going to teach us all things. We want to be a part of a charismatic body, Lord, like you spoke in the book of Acts, Lord. And the church went on and grew from there. And you added 3,000 souls to that body, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as we receive the baptism of the Spirit to do the work of the Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Counsel us and comfort us. And even convict us when we get into areas we're not supposed to be. Convict us when we're in the flesh so we can walk where Satan can't find us. I really like that word, Father God, that you gave my wife, Lord, that we'll walk where Satan can't find us. And the Holy Spirit can teach us through the Word of God where to walk. So we give you praise and honor and glory as we exalt and lift you up and draw all attention to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's in this place, Lord, that we feel your presence and your glory. And so now, Father God, I'm asking that the presence and the glory be in each one's home, Lord. Be in each one's automobile, Lord. The anointing be upon their finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be upon their physical bodies, Lord, that they'll know, Lord, that they've been in the house of God. And they walked away fresh, refreshed, Lord, because they're going to feel it in their own homes. They're going to feel it and realize and have a revelation, a light from you,
Lord Jesus, because our light will shine, it says in Isaiah. Our light, that the light will shine, that we'll know there's more than just tongues. There's the work of the Holy Spirit. So we just give you praise and honor and glory that you have baptized us, Holy Spirit, and we're going to do the work in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen.